Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here to talk to you about climate and temperature regulation. There's some conflicting information out there about climate and temperature regulation, so I want to clarify a few things and I want to help you to understand how you can use temperature regulation to help improve your metabolism and to prevent illness, because it is true, and this goes back to Chinese medicine, observing thousands of years ago that when people were exposed to excessive cold for prolonged periods or excessive heat for prolonged periods, disease could set in. So we know, of course, about heat stroke. We know, of course, about things like frostbite, hypothermia. So we know there are disease processes associated with extreme temperature dysregulation. How about more subtle temperature changes? There are some benefits and some potential problems. So we're going to discuss that a little bit. So your thyroid regulates temperature in the body, just like your thermostat in your home. You set it to 75, and then if it gets to be too much higher than that, it turns the cool on and brings it down. Or if it gets too much lower than that in the winter, then it turns the heat on and brings it up. That's kind of what your thyroid is doing in your body. It's regulating temperature in different areas. So we want for the thyroid to be functioning well. And in order for the thyroid to be functioning well, we have to have this temperature regulation. If you start to notice cold hands and feet, that may be a thyroid issue, it may not. It may be a circulation issue. There's a few things that can be going on there. And where it's a sign that when there's temperature dysregulation from cold hands and feet, you're gonna wanna do some things to reduce stress, some mindfulness practices, potentially some herbal formulas, and you might want to increase your movement so that you can get circulation out to the extremities. And you might want to do some things like rubbing the hands together, tapping the feet, and dancing with heavy feet can help to activate the feet. And you don't want to lose circulation to your feet or your hands. It's going to be a problem in the future. Whole body vibration can help with that too. When your temperature is fairly well regulated, then that's a good time to actually push the threshold a little bit. So if you're a little cold, if it's a little cold, but your body can keep you warm enough, that's healthy stress. That will actually improve your metabolism, exercise your thyroid in a healthy way. If you get too cold though, and your thyroid can't regulate, that can contribute to disease. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to get cold to the bone, chilled to the bone. That's too much. If you're chilled and you can't warm up, that's gone too far. If you do it though, back and forth, cold, hot, that's therapeutic in many cases. If you don't get too cold or too hot, but you go back and forth, you can gradually work your way towards being able to handle those temperature changes. That can exercise the immune system, the thyroid, and really help your body. You can do this in the shower. So you can have the water, whatever temperature you like, get in, enjoy it for a little while, and then you can go cold and then hot, and then cold and then hot. Cold, not so long as you get chilled to the bone, but enough to where you feel like you can stand it. It's maybe a little bit of a push. You can stand it though, and it's not too bad. And then you can turn it to warm and get it towards that hot end where it's hot. It's not too hot, but you know it's definitely hot and it's pushing you a little bit. And then you can go back and forth. You can do this with sauna too, especially in the winter. You can go into the sauna and get nice and hot. And then if you live in a cold place, you can go outside and cool off. So those are ways to do a process. It's often called hydrotherapy if you're using water where you're going hot, cold, and that can be helpful. You can even open a little window in the winter in your office or something like that to get a little cool air and exercise that cool potential. Plus you get some air flow and fresh air, and you're exercising that temperature regulation, and then maybe you can close it and let the space warm up when you're, you know, after a little while. So working with temperature and not keeping it always the exact same temperature is actually healthy and helpful within reason. And you want to be sure to keep warm enough when you're going out in the winter, for example. you don't want to expose excessively, you know, your feet to too much cold or your belly to too much cold. Those are areas that we know in Chinese medicine can accumulate cold and cause problems later on for organ systems. So you want to keep yourself warm enough and stretch yourself a little bit. So be sure to stay cool in the summer. Be sure to stay warm in the winter enough so that you're not chilled to the bone, so that you're not excessively hot. And play with things like sauna and play with things like cold exposure within reason. And there's evidence that it does increase metabolism, that it can contribute to weight. So cold thermogenesis, where you're doing cold, warm, it can contribute to weight management. It can contribute to development of what's called brown fat, which is a healthy fat, which can crowd out some of the white fat that's undesirable, that's not as healthy. So there is some importance to temperature regulation. And if it's really windy and cold out, you might want a scarf to cover your neck, because that is a time when you can have some of the negative health effects from, especially when you're going outside and it's windy, from cold. So that's a time where it's really good to wear a scarf, and it's good not to have, you know, shirts that come up above the belly button to expose that. Just cover that and have a coat with you. And if you have a coat with you in the winter and you walk out and you let yourself get a little cold first, that's fine, as long as you have that coat ready to go before you get chilled to the bone, and then you put it on and you cover up when it's windy. Those are the main things for temperature regulation. And so when we're dealing with environment in this module, this is one that sometimes gets ignored. So hopefully this helps, and try some of these things out. Let us know how you do. Thanks so much.